big question in business, what should the White House be focusing on to try and fix the housing market?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The big question in just a moment, but first, a couple of economic indicators are just out. The number of people seeking first-time jobless claims fell by 22,000 last week, the weekly average now at its lowest level in nearly 3 years. Also out today, orders for big-ticket items, what's so-called durable goods outside of planes and cars, fell by the biggest amount in 2 years in January. Remember Foreclosure Gate? That was the big mortgage document mess that made for a housing headache over which loans belong to whom. Well, this morning, the Wall Street Journal reports the White House says it's willing to settle some of those complaints. In exchange, though, the Obama administration is asking banks to trim $20 billion from those mortgages of some homeowners. Marketplace's Janet Babin is with us live with the latest this morning. Hi, Janet.
Good morning, Steve.
So under this deal, this reported deal, what would the banks be agreeing to do?
Yeah, so it appears the federal government's trying to broker a deal with banks and state attorneys general that would require the banks to spend $20 billion, like you mentioned, either to pay civil fines or to fund loan modifications for homeowners who are underwater on their mortgages. Now, like you mentioned, the housing market has been stalled because of those foreclosure issues that surfaced last fall. And those issues have clogged the market and kept home prices falling. I spoke with Ohio State Law Professor Peter Swire about the proposal. He was part of the president's National Economic Council on Housing.
It's a good step for the banks because they'll try to put the mess behind them from robo-signing. It's a good deal for consumers and for the housing market because it can make money available to try to fix some of the problems we're facing.
Janet, we've heard a lot of plans about how to fix the housing market, and look where we are. I mean, how is this any different?
Yeah, Steve, this might not be any different, this proposal. There are complaints out there that $20 billion may sound like a lot to me or you, but really just a drop in that housing crisis bucket. Another complaint I've heard from sources this morning is that the real problem, mortgage servicing, you know, where the banks sell your mortgage to other banks, that's not changing and it's not addressed at all under this plan.
Okay. Marketplace's Janet Babin reporting. Janet, thanks.
You're welcome.
Well, today, oil topped 103 bucks a barrel, and gas is much higher, too. You probably noticed that. That's mostly a result of violent unrest in the oil-rich Middle East and North Africa. In Libya, there are reports hundreds of protesters have been killed in the latest violence. People are fleeing that country, and as refugees flow out, relief supplies flow in, including from neighboring Egypt. From Cairo, here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
Egyptians are watching what's going on in Libya obsessively, and not just because 1.5 million of their countrymen work there in oil and construction. Egyptians see their revolution spreading east and west, and they're sending more than just moral support. On a busy Cairo street corner, Egyptian architect Mohammed Adel is telling dozens of young volunteers how many loads of food and medicine to pile into waiting trucks. They've raised money to pay for the supplies.
The first day, we collected like 50 Egyptian pounds. The second day, it was 160,000 Egyptian pounds.
That's more than 30,000 U.S. dollars raised in this one Libyan relief effort. And how did it start?
We decided to help them, and we made a page on the event on the Facebook to help gather donations.
Trucks left from 5 locations around Cairo last night for the 10-hour road trip to the Libyan border. Another convoy will be loaded today. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Okay, let's do the numbers. Markets continue to lose ground all around the world. Sears today said sales at their U.S. stores open at least a year were down more than 1%. The retailer just hired a new CEO, by the way, after a 3-year search. GM said it made $500 million in the fourth quarter. That out today. And Wall Street yesterday, the Dow was off about 107 points to close at 12,105.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, helping small businesses and nonprofits make sense of social media. You can learn more at constantcontact.com/social media. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
We could get word as soon as today from the Air Force on who gets the all-important $35 billion contract to build new refueling planes. Boeing and Europe's EADS have been battling over this prize for a long time now, and their dogfight has spilled over onto the airwaves of Washington. Here's Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer.
So I'm brushing my teeth the other night. I flip on the radio for the latest headlines and hear this.
The Pentagon is deciding who will build the next generation of military aerial refueling tankers. And EADS North America has the only modern tanker.
Why do I have to listen to this? I have no say on who gets the contract. But a few nights later, toothbrush poised, I hear this improbable ad from Boeing. Guys gathered around the water cooler discussing not football, but aerial refueling tankers.
That's the Boeing KCX New Gen tanker. It's the tanker with the jobs, not the joke.
Make it stop. Not a chance.
Washington is the epicenter for us to tell our story.
Guy Hicks is an EADS spokesman. He's been lobbying tanker ads for more than 6 years and isn't about to hold his fire. Neither is Boeing's PR guy, William Barksdale.
We're trying to communicate to a lot of audiences why we have the right airplane.
The two defense giants are spending millions on print, online, and radio ads. Ad experts say Boeing and EADS are aiming their messages at just a handful of Pentagon types. Adam Hampft is a marketing consultant in New York.
If you get the right people, they are so important that you're willing to overspend in order to get them.
Hampft says all kinds of businesses use this strategy. In L.A., movie studios pray that judges for the Academy Awards might be stuck in traffic and hear their ads. But the Academy Award ads end after the winners are announced. We're not so lucky in D.C. Whoever loses the tanker competition is expected to appeal and ratchet up the ad war. Bad news for those of us who just want to brush in peace and go to bed. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
And finally, oil is up, as you know, and so is the price of cotton, doubled since last July. The rise in price is making for a more expensive hotel bill to make up for the increased costs of bed sheets. I say two words, polyester linens. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles, on Twitter at Radio Chio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
Don't look now, but China has just passed the United States as the top international consumer of Bordeaux wine.
As they become richer, they demand greater energy, greater amount of commodities, and wine as well.
I'm Kai Rizal. Fine wine and crude oil have more in common than you might think. That story next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.